Krishna Book, Canto 8, Kamsa, Chapter 41, Scene 2, The Breaking of the Bow in the Sacrificial Arena. After leaving the hunchback woman Kubja there on the street, Krishna began to proceed down to the marketplace where the citizens were prepared to receive him with various kinds of presentations, especially betel nuts, flowers, and sandalwood. The mercantile men in the market worshipped Krishna and Balaram with great respect. When Krishna was passing through the street, all the women in the surrounding houses came out to see him, and some of the younger ones almost fainted, being captivated by Krishna's beauty. Their hair and tight dresses loosened, and they forgot where they were standing. Krishna next inquired from the citizens as to the location of the place of sacrifice. Kamsa had arranged for the sacrifice called Dhanur Yajna, and to designate this particular sacrifice, Kamsa had placed a big bow near the sacrificial altar. The bow was very big and wonderful, and resembled a rainbow in the sky. Within the sacrificial arena, this bow was protected by many constables and watchmen who were engaged by King Kamsa. As Krishna and Balaram approached the bow, they were warned not to go nearer, but Krishna ignored this warning. Krishna forcibly went up and immediately took the bow in his left hand. After stringing the bow in the presence of the crowd, Krishna drew it and broke it at the middle into two parts, exactly as an elephant breaks sugarcane in the field. Everyone present appreciated Krishna's power. The sound of the bow cracking filled both sky and land, and it was heard by Kamsa. And when Kamsa heard what had happened, he began to fear for his life. The caretaker of the bow, who was standing by and watching, became very angry. He ordered his men to take up weapons, and he began to rush towards Krishna, shouting, "Arrest him! Kill him! Kill him!" Quickly, Krishna and Balaram were surrounded. When they saw the threatening motions of the guards, they became angry, and taking up the two pieces of the broken bow, they began to beat off all the caretaker's men. While this turmoil was going on, Kamsa sent a small group of troops to assist the caretakers. But both Krishna and Balaram fought with them and also killed them. Your mother, known as Vedas, points out who you really are. And your father is Lord Krishna, who is near and also far. So don't play with Maya, cause you're playing with fire. If you play with Maya, you're playing with fire. So don't play with Maya, cause you're playing with fire. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.